This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. When God tells us something, He has a reason. We're wise if we take note. Why do you think He encourages the following in 1 Thessalonians 5:19 through 21? Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. It's so that you don't lose what you already have. Be open to receiving more. But take care that the input you receive is good for you, that it's what God wants for you. If it is, then verse 21 says, hold on to the good. If it's not good for you, it says, avoid every kind of evil. If you hold on to the good, you'll add to what the Spirit has already burned into your heart. The Spirit's fire within you will burn hotter and brighter. This reminds me of what Jesus said to the Laodicean church in Revelation 3:15 and 16. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. God detests compromise. He loathes half-hearted commitment. He would sooner you stay cold. If you don't put out the Spirit's fire, add fuel to it, and fan it into a hot flame, God will be delighted. In fact, you might experience a baptism of fire that will give not only heat and light for you, but also for those around you. Does this in any way describe what is happening in your Christian life? Or are you merely lukewarm or half-hearted in your commitment? Do a reality check.